Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. It's Carly from the Blog Talk Network, and tonight we are having one of my favorites on, Paul Gosselin. Misguided is so dang funny, and let me see if this is him. Hi, Paul. Paul? Okay. Not Paul. Okay. So we are waiting on Paul. And oh, Paul, too. Yay. Okay, you guys, this is one of my favorite people in the whole wide world. And he's on Misguided, where he acts, directs Misguided so well. And he is adorable, handsome, sexy. Every adjective I can think of, I've always said on Twitter and Facebook today about him. You gotta suck his soul, Misguided. And so here he is.
Oh my gosh, Carly. You are.
So, yes, of course. Of course, you get, you know, the best introduction ever. Of course. So what
too
is
kind,
going on with Misguided right now? Because are you guys back? Has COVID really screwed you guys over again?
I wouldn't say it screwed up over again. I'm going to say that we're still sort of in a holding period. I'm waiting to... Hold on. I think my phone has an echo on my thing, so I just want to hold on a second.
Okay.
So I think that we're just going to, like, hold it out for a few more months, I think. We're in no rush. I think that's what we're going to do.
I mean, right now, with all the protocols and, you know, every TV show that we see on air, you know, they've had their... No setbacks this year, and
yeah,
you know, and you know, I mean, you know, the whole thing is, I was watching Little Misguided last night because I couldn't sleep, so I went on YouTube. But I wish you guys could get on Amazon, because number one. That's always my addiction, Paul. No, I have an addiction, okay?
Okay, okay. How addicted you were saying you're addicted to Amazon. Tell me your addiction.
Yes, okay, so you need to get on Amazon Prime because I can watch it quietly in bed. And
okay.
Be really, really comfortable in my nice little soft bed. And,
okay. You
know, since this whole pandemic, you know, Seattle got it first. Washington got it first. Yay, we were so lucky. And we are still, hopefully, we will be back to normal June 30th, but they've said this time and time again, so I don't believe them anymore.
You know,
my Amazon little shopping is out of control. I know it's out of control. I know this, Paul. I know this, but it's not like, I mean, I haven't been in Target in like a year. No, since November.
Okay,
I used to go to Target every week. Okay, and so I get all my packages sent to my parents' house since I live in an apartment and it's safer. And, you know, I think my dad is really thinking me and my mom have something, affair with the UPS driver. Because every other day there's a package either coming for me, my mom, or my sister that works as a PA doctor. She has a package that's shipped there too. So, yeah, my dad is like, you guys have the Sophie and Dixon. And it could be true. It could be true, you know?
Listen, I think...
You could always write in... Misguided, I thought about this, like a blog taco with Ruby Me. Totally obsessed with all these stars, too, like, you know, in this. And, like, a guest spot, I don't know, or even a call spot, or whatever. I think, you know, my debut should be for you. I mean, I would totally do it for you, and I'll do all the cute guys. I've seen them misguided. Yes, sign me up, and so, yes, so, and you have the cutest little kids you nanny for, by the way. Oh, my God, they are so adorable.
They are. They're precious. And I feel so there's Jasper, who's a year, and Oliver is five.
Cute.
Yeah,
they
and
so
I feel
cute.
Like Oliver's rounded this corner from being, like, super demonic to where he would have, like, these terror moments. And he's just, like, the sweetest kid now, and it's so nice.
Because, okay, is Oliver, how old is he now?
Oliver's five. He'll be six.
Okay, so did they have to go back to school, or were they doing online?
Oliver did a mix this year. He did basically half virtual and then half in person. And they started virtually, obviously, and then this is his first, like, real, like, class, like, setting that he's been in. He's in TK, and it was a lot. Like, I'm not gonna lie, like, it was a lot for him. It was a lot for me. Like, I don't know how a lot of parents did it, because, like, I mean, I was just, like, an extra set of hands. But, like, people that are parents that are working and also with kids that were home doing this, like, it was a lot. So, but we're almost, like, we're, like, two, three weeks from the end of the school year. Summer vacation's around the corner, and I am ready to put this year behind me.
I just think that people were expecting the parents to, you know, be the teachers, so...
There was some of that. It was, I took it on as, like, being almost like a teacher's aide. Like, that was sort of the role that I sort of saw myself as with Oliver. His teachers were so good at, like, making sure kids were paying attention. And, like, these are 4 and 5 year old kids. Like, their attention spans are not, like, meant to be, like, in front of a screen this whole time. But anyway, the teachers were great. And I would be there to, like, if he needed some like, I don't even know, like, a, like, printout or something that the teacher was like, okay, so we sent your parents a printout on the website. And so I would have all that stuff ready and just sort of make it seamless so he wasn't so worried about everything else and he could just focus on the class.
Okay, I get it.
But also doing all of that with a one-year-old. So, you know, it was a long
yeah,
year.
Okay. I don't have any kids, and my brother's kids, my older brother's kids are all in Idaho. Well, they are mine. He's just taught them, and they are mine, you know, because basically they love me more than they love their dad sometimes. So two of them did the, as of most, they went back. My nephew, who's 15, and my niece, who's 18, who just graduated last night. And the sad thing was, it's in Idaho. And, of course, we were all going to go, but it was quick.
Right.
She only could take four people. So my siblings could not even go. Like, you know, it was one of those things where everyone has to YouTube it and everything, and it was it was one of those crazy things where, you know, it is. And then my two little nieces here go 3 days a week of school. 2 days they are at home. And then my sister kids are both doing hybrid. So, you know, it's like whatever is comfortable for the parents and the kids. Because, you know, my brother and sisters all gave their kids the option, what would you like to do both? And, my niece actually loves being home because she's like, I could be home in my pajamas almost and doing this. I'm like, I get it. So, you know, and I know it took you so long to get Cynthia Walters on your show, and you knew I was going to bring this up. You knew this.
Yes, of course.
Okay, you need to push a little harder, and maybe we need to wait until after the fall, because right now the Nina character, I'm mad at her. Yes. I mean, no, don't get me wrong. She's super talented, and I love Nina. But if it was Nina versus Carly on the show, I'm Team Carly, and what she's doing right now, she's lost her ever-loving mind. Have you been watching it or not?
Oh, I am all caught up. That's the only one that I'm all caught up on. As of, like, today's episode, like, fully caught up. And I don't want to say that it's, like, my favorite one that I'm watching, but I'm, like, really into everything they're showing.
Well, you better say it's your favorite because Zachy is on there after all. And, you know, I won't want to get on Zachy's bad side, your mommy's bad side. And, okay, so my birthday show is June 10th, by the way.
Okay. Putting this on my calendar right now.
I'm going to send you all the information. And maybe you can, like, do some mail posts for me because, you know, I would love to get anyone on from Misguided on the air on me and Bobby's birthday show. So, yes. So, I've seen a lot of your Misguided interviews that you've been doing. Like the woman Jean Kill. I love her. Anytime she wants to come back to her, she can, because I think she's the queen. And,
she's,
you know, Zachy knows how much I love her, and I know more about Bobby's friends than she does, which is kind of funny. So, and, you know, Stephanie Gasse, Melissa, you know, Melissa. Right now, Melissa probably couldn't do so much acting right now because she's pregnant.
I'm so happy for her. Yes.
Yes.
She's having a full year. She's got her Emmy nomination for lead actress, and she's got a baby on the way. Like, I'm so happy for her.
Yeah, I mean, from what, you know, the looks of it is, I guess they were trying for a while, and it finally happened. And when I saw it finally happen, I was so happy because, you know, and then I thought, oh, this is going to be interesting because she's having a boy, I think. And
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, and Chloe on, you know, Young and the Restless, her BFF, has a girl. And so I'm already mask-making their wedding.
Oh, they are too. They are too. They did. I don't know if you watched.
I thought about that the other day. I'm like, that would be awesome. I was thinking, like, sometimes I'm like, who such a parent, you know, could, you know, end up being, like, related? I don't know. But, so, yeah, you interviews. Are you on YouTube? Oh, so great. Everyone needs
Thank
to
you.
Check them out because, you know, if you are bored, me and I don't whatever, you can just do that because it's just so much fun watching it.
Okay.
And,
So, Carly, those Misguided Salon episodes, the interviews, they came about because I wasn't filming anything, and I haven't been able to see all these people that I used to see when we were filming, and I really wanted to. So that's when I was like, hey, would you like to maybe do this sort of like kind of behind the scenes look on like our Misguided journeys, and everyone that I've reached out to has been so wonderful in doing it.
Wow. You know, I think, you know, it's a great thing how you are doing it. And, you know, you're keeping people not from going crazy.
Trying.
Especially Memorial Day weekend. I've always took off for Memorial Day weekend. Like, I always run somewhere, but for the last year I didn't, and this year I didn't. So it's like a long weekend. It's like one of those long weekends. Like,
yeah.
It's forced you to actually watch all your shows because you have no other excuse not to. Yeah. And so,
yeah.
Who would you want to have in a million years on Misguided?
That is an excellent question. Oh, my gosh. Wow. Gosh. Okay. I mean, I would love. I don't want to say this person because I really want them on the show this next season. So I don't want to like jinx it. Well, I'm gonna say like big picture. Like I feel like the show is built to have Susan Lucci appear at some point.
I mean,
because I think that that's sort of like the way the show like is going, and like you almost, I don't know if you are, if anyone is expecting it, you know, watching it, but you almost would expect like at some point Susan Lucci needs to make an appearance. Yeah, I feel like she's probably like the big get that I would be like, okay, she's great. This is perfect. This is like, I can end the series now, I think.
Well, in my opinion, you only can end this series. There's one person I think you should get. And
okay.
I bet you know who I'm going to say. I bet you know.
I have a guess.
Put it this way. Right now, she's the queen of the mob.
Is it Laura?
Yes. Okay, this is all selfishly, I will admit it, on air. If you got Laura on your show, that means she has to come on here and promote it. So, like, you and I will both be winning. You know, and all you have to do is write in that she's your long-lost sister. You know,
oh.
That your mother gave up, that never told you, or something.
I know. Can I tell you, I actually thought I had an idea. It wouldn't be for this next season, but maybe down the road, like having cast the role for Laura to play Stephanie's mom. In this guy, because obviously that's like, you know, Gotti might reference right there, but like I thought that would be a really cool nod to the show,
yeah,
and then
it would.
Also like would reconnect those two. But we'll see. Like, I mean, it's an idea that I had for season 5 that I'm not quite sure I want to do, but I will, it's there, the idea.
Well, yeah, but I think that, you know, whatever, you know, how many seasons do you want to go for Misguided?
It's a great question. Again, I don't know exactly. I feel like it's potentially the way that the this season is, and then the next season, 4th, and then the 5th. I think it's days or numbers. Like, I don't know how long I want to keep it going. But that's only going to lead to other projects, and I really want it to end on a high note, and I don't want it to be like this thing that's just sort of like still going around that like is just there, you know? Like, I want it to like really have like a beginning, a middle, and an end.
It's, I mean, yeah, and I mean, like, but you know, the staying power that you have right now for Misguided is there, so
yeah,
you know, I think you have a couple more seasons. But I think also when it should go off on a really, really high note instead of a really, 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 really people don't want to see you anymore kind of
right
thing.
I forget what show I was reading. There was a TV show that was wrapping up, and it was either one of the actors on it or it was a writer or creator of the show. Someone had said that they were happy to leave to end the show when they were, because they didn't want to become that person at a party that just sort of stays until the very end of the party, and you're like, okay, you can leave now. Like, you sort of were there for the party, you had a great time, and then you sort of just made an exit, and like everyone remembers you. You were like the life of the party, and it was great. And I feel like that's what I want Misguided to sort of have. I don't want it to just be like this thing that just sort of keeps happening and like people tune in whenever. And I think that it will. Like, I think it's finding its legs right now. And I think, you know, we've got a few more seasons we can do, and then we'll see where it goes.
Well, exactly. And I mean, I think that, you know, any show, you know, like that is like all the web series, and I feel like I know they haven't made the Emmy nods for the web series, but you know what? I have this feeling that Misguided is gonna get an Emmy. I don't know why.
Thanks.
I feel.
I mean, not. It's definitely not this year. But thank you. That's. It would be wonderful.
Mean,
it would be, you know, a dream come true. But it's also not the reason I set out to do Misguided, right?
Well, I
like,
know,
I feel like,
but it would be it would be a plus.
Oh, absolutely.
It would be a total plus if that happened, and I think that it should, you know, do it when the time's right with everything. And
absolutely.
But I, you know, I think with, you know, COVID-19, so you, when you said you wasn't messed up by it, but right now are you? Because is it difficult to really search right now in L.A. about what you're finding? Or,
so it's really strange. L.A., I mean, I feel like California and L.A., like, it's very hard to find someone that doesn't have it.
I'm talking about L.A.
Yeah, so L.A., like,
California, yeah.
L.A., like, the numbers are dropping significantly. They're talking about, like, full reopening, I think, middle of June, like, it's the middle of next month. And a lot of things look like they're just coming back. I'm getting emails for all of these like pool parties and whatever, and I'm just like, is this happening? Is this like I don't know, like, if this is like a real thing that's here. Am I just like, am I imagining, like, what is going on? But at the same time, like, I mean, I know that there's a lot of people that have been vaccinated. I know, like, hospital rates are going down, and all of the numbers seem to suggest, like,
yeah,
this is where we should be going.
I mean, here our numbers went up a little in some counties.
Yeah,
so, like,
that's what
that freaks me out. Like, that just freaks me out once again because it's just like, you know, I'm not calling it COVID-19 anymore, Paul.
What are you calling it?
You're 15 and grounded for something you did not do. And your parents, you know, don't know when they should release you, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's how it feels. It really does. It's almost like you're in jail. Well, not quite away because you have, like, TV and everything, but, you know, everything else. I don't think a lot of people of the acting world right now is comfortable traveling places yet. I mean, that might be a while for that.
It's also why I'm hesitant to start filming right away, because I do have, like, in my mind, there's an actress or an actor, whatever you want to terminology, in the next season that I want, that doesn't live in LA. And I would love to have them fly in for it, but I don't. I want to make sure, like, everyone is safe and comfortable.
That's the whole keenness, because, you know, actors are getting tested every day when they are on set. And when you talk to Zaki next, we're trying to get Zaki on for my birthday. Tell her that when she was helping Carly with Gladys, oh my gosh, that was so awesome. And then she was trying to help Maxie with,
the baby. I loved those things.
And the psycho nurse came, and I'm like, okay, Maxie, if you would just let Anna or Robert help you, you would not be in the position. So, yes.
Well, what I want to know is what I want to know.
On my part. Yeah.
Wait, this is
Anna.
So I'm all caught up.
Wait.
Oh, sorry. I'm all caught up on GH, but I'd be curious because Maxie has this whole plan, right, to go have this baby in Beecher's Corner with Brooklyn there, and Bobby Spencer was going to deliver the baby. But, like,
yes,
where is Bobby?
Exactly.
Like, where is Bobby?
She wasn't there. Like, Wednesdays, Thursdays, Jason and Bert. Okay, and fine, Twitter me hate, I don't care. They are hot together, and it's something new, something brand new.
Yeah.
And Jason just opens up, and I love it. Okay, Carly might have a problem with it, but I think Carly might not, because of the fact that it did save Jason's life with this, you know.
Yeah.
It was Jason who went back to grab Bert because of Cyrus's men.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It was like a whole thing on, you know, I mean, it's been like the most exciting soap.
I have not watched any of Days of Our Lives, but it is the most, like, action-packed, like, eventful show that's on right now. Like,
mm-hmm.
There's so much happening. And I really, I mean, I like that the way that they're leading up to whatever's happening to Peter, like, the 7 hours, 6 hours, 5 hours earlier.
I know.
Really interesting. It feels prime time almost.
Yeah. Because it reminds me, sorry to interrupt you, of the Metro Code. Did you watch them doing the Metro Code?
When they did
the big month of, you know, everyone got held hostage at the Metro Court. And
oh,
they did 5 hours earlier and all that. And
okay.
Yeah, but I like it that they went back to doing that, because it's very interesting how the story is unfolding.
Yeah.
And even though I love Zeb Cobble, and hopefully he will be on again, but Cyrus... You know what? If anything happened to Mike Jason today, or Mike Hawley today, was I haven't seen.
Wait,
do not
I won't
people.
Say, no, I'm not saying anything. But I thought that
you
it
know,
ended
I,
really well. Like, I thought it ended
yeah,
like, on a,
love,
like,
I love
today's
that,
was a
no
really
matter
good.
What.
Yeah.
Jason and Hawley, no matter what, those two are going to be, they are family. And for people on the net by now that are being stupid, there's chemistry between Mike and Nina. And I'm like, number one, Nina is lying to Mike who he is, number one.
Well,
she
yeah,
does.
Obviously.
Yeah, and that's
okay,
why.
Okay, so wait, Carly,
that's
wait.
That's why I told you I have to, that's why I told you I have to kind of, you know, wait until September or whatever to interview her, because by now, I would
right.
know, I would be totally nice, I'm always nice. Heck, I was nice to Julian Durham when he came on the show, okay?
Okay.
Right now, I'm a little mad at Nina, because my girl got the far out for this, and because Carly would not listen when Nina called. But Nina could, you know, called Ava, could have called anyone else in Port Souls and say, by the way, Sunny's alive. And, you know,
sure.
I don't know if they are going to make you put the Cynthia Watchos go into a mental hospital after this or whatever. But I see a psychotic break in Nina.
You okay.
Know,
well, she did.
I
mean, she did it really well on Guiding Light. Like, I mean, a very talented actress, and she can do a lot of different layers, and she brings a lot of excellent performance qualities to her work. Like
and,
she is a phenomenal to work with.
Oh, yes, she is. I mean, she is so great. But I, in my mind, I'm like, okay, all they ever went with on this Neil is your daughter with that stupid necklace, which I have been saying for a year. Number one, how do we really know that it was really Neil's? It could have been Silas gave Neil this, you know, necklace when Willow was
sold
as the baby. You know,
didn't they do a paternity? Didn't they do it like a DNA test on Wiley?
Okay.
Wasn't there was a DNA test they got with Wiley, and then like showed like a chain of parental whatever. I don't know the science behind it. But.
Well, I know, but the DNA test needs to be done, in my opinion. Now, you know, it should have been done before Carly got the rap of Nina Willie. And really, you know, I love them both, but, you know, it's strange that both of them are on Guiding Light together.
I know.
It's
so,
right?
I don't know if it's the reason why I like General Hospital so much is because there are so many Guiding Light people on it. But it doesn't hurt.
Well, yeah, do you? Because I... Yeah, Annie and Cassie were on at the same time. You know,
yeah.
I think
so Laura Wright.
Okay.
Yeah, Laura Wright's character Cassie came on because Annie, Cynthia Watchers' character, brought her onto the canvas. Essentially, they went to go find Reva's sister after Annie pretended to be her sister.
Yeah, I mean, I love, you know, the whole thing when they made Cassie Reba's sister, because once you get a family and it's a family, you're there for a while. You know, unless you're a very bad person, then maybe not, but if you're a really good person, I mean, you know, who people, the audience doesn't want to string every 2 minutes, then you're great. But, so, are you watching all the soaps, or do you just watch the new hospital?
No, so I'm a week behind on Young, the Restless, and B&B, but I'll just catch up this weekend. But I'm trying to remember the last thing I saw on. So B&B, Liam was confessing to Hope.
That part of B&B right now is like the triangle, they are repeating it, you know, for the generation of, you know, Bob Taylor and Liz, really, that's
yeah,
how I see
yeah.
it. And,
yeah, I see it.
You know, no matter what, it's a very interesting, you know, storyline, you know. I need to catch up with Days. I'm 4 days behind of Young and the Restless.
Okay.
And today's episode of Young and the Restless is going lose it. You know, with Kristoff. You know how close we were.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, you know, I mean, you know, besides you, Zay Eddie, Molly Cruz, him especially, was the one that kept telling me, you know what, takes some time to get all the stars you want on a show, but you can do this. So he was one of the main little when I started out, and it was like the whole night was perfect because no one called in. So it was just me and Kristoff. It was like one of those interviews that I think was supposed to happen that way, you know, and, you know, and I miss him. I still miss him. And watching Ryan out lately, I expect him to come through the door now that Moses is back. In my head, I tell myself he's on vacation. Yeah, so, I will probably be DMing you after I watch the show this weekend on...
Please, I'll be watching it this weekend.
I'm a total mess with it. And then I had a little bone to pick with you when you said the weather was really nice lately. And I'm like, okay, do you want to trade Seattle weather for California?
It's been so nice this week.
You know, because of the fact that, you know, it is windy but sunny. And the other day was windy, raining, sunny, hail in 5 minutes. All in 5 minute time. So, we are having the craziest weather ever. So, before we end the interview and before we, I bring on Bobby, okay, I'm going to ask you, you have to pick one, whatever comes in your brain, so, would you rather have, for the rest of your life, Italian or Mexican?
Mexican, because I also consider margaritas Mexican. So there you go.
Really? Oh, that's interesting. Okay. If you had, for the rest of your life, if you could go only to either Paris or Scotland, where would you want to go?
So I haven't been to either. However, I did just start taking French lessons, so I will say Paris.
Okay. All right. Okay, this is a good one. Okay. If you were on a soap, okay, for the rest of your life, if one of the soaps got you remaining... This is like a long answer question. Whose family would you like to be in? And I'm going to go on the first soap. Diamond General Hospital. Would you rather be in the Princess family or the Quartermain family?
That's it. Oh, this is fun. Gosh. Quartermain, I think.
Okay, we really need to talk later because I was a princess.
I know you were.
Yeah, okay, days of a life, would you rather be in the Houghton family or the DeMera family?
Probably the DeMera family.
Okay. Young and the Restless, Newman's or Abbott's?
Oh, this is it. This is, ooh, gosh. I don't know.
I know.
I would go Abbott.
Yeah, see, I would too. Okay. Border Beautiful. The Foresters or the Spencers?
Foresters.
See, when you pick a family and people get to know you better on air, but, you know, where your head is, and, you know, mine would be in Mob Central, of course, with the A's. You know, but all the
it's
others,
fun,
yeah,
there's, but there's
I would
also
probably,
yeah,
I
you,
would
what,
probably
would you,
be... For young, I would probably want to be in both Newman and Abbott. The number one, because of the two houses, look amazing.
Right.
And number two.
She'd be like Abby. Abby's both.
Yeah, exactly. And, okay, so my question, every time you come here, I forget to ask you, but.
Oh.
Whose history of a character do you think you know more than anyone else in your whole entire life?
Wow. Amazing. Question. It would have to be someone on... I was going to say, it has to be someone on Gabby Mike, but I'm also thinking now, like... Maybe an Admiral Burns or any CBS show, I guess. Oh my God, you might. I know.
Oh, you can pick two.
So I feel like it would have to be part of probably a younger person that was on Guiding Light because Guiding Light was just on for so long that, like, their history was before my time, a lot of it. So I would say Tammy's history, probably, or, like, Lizzie. Lizzie Spaulding's story, probably. Those two girls, I think I know the most about their history, the character-wise.
I love that answer. I totally love it. Love it. Okay, and before I let Bobby on, so what are you doing this whole weekend? Because it's not a 4-day weekend, but it feels like, you know, by Friday at 5 o'clock, it just feels like a 4-day weekend.
I usually have Mondays off anyway, so, like, this is, like, just a regular weekend for me.
Well, I know, but, I mean, because of COVID, you know, it's not like you can go anywhere right now.
Right.
You know
right,
what I mean?
Right.
Like, I would be in Oregon this weekend. Seriously, I would be in Oregon with my cousin, you know, probably getting drunk. Because we both need the release. And
what is your, Carly, what is your drink of choice? What do you prefer to drink?
See, I love Oregon, and, you know, but I also love Boise, because, you know, my brother lives there, so either two, I don't mind, but in Boise, it gets so hot during the summer, so I, you know, if I had to pick anywhere to live for the rest of my life, it would either be Oregon or Paris.
Okay.
Yeah, but I better love Bobby on because, you know, I'm going to be dead and I don't feel like being dead right now.
No, don't.
Hey, Bobby.
Hey, Paul. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you, Bobby?
I'm fine. I'm just trying to get back to things normal.
Right? Yeah.
So.
I know. I feel like we're all trying to get back to this normal life that we used to know before last year.
Yeah. Now you said you did some.
Bobby, did you have any other questions?
Oh, I was just going to ask if on hiatus.
Bobby, your phone keeps going in and out, buddy.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Okay.
It was something about misguided and hiatus.
Do you have any interviews? Are you doing any more interviews with some of your co-stars or anything like that?
Okay. I don't have anything planned yet. I did like 2 months of that. I still have other people that I can reach out to. But it was a lot like scheduling wise with work and everything. But I would love to still do it, and there's still more people that I would love to talk to. And I also had this idea to expand it, to talk to people that aren't necessarily with Misguided, but I could people that sort of helped shape where I am, where I got to, how I got to Misguided. And I think that would be an interesting take on the interview series as well.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it would.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
I've just been trying to find that hook, and I actually think I just did it while working out in that question. So, thank you.
Yeah. Well, it's summer, and welcome back anytime.
Hello?
Bobby, did we lose you?
No. Okay. Paul.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, have a great summer and back any time.
Oh,
I just heard something about. I just heard summer or fall. Is that like?
No, you have a great summer and you welcome back any time.
Oh my gosh! Thank you, Bobby.
okay, and next time, Paul. Okay,
yeah.
You know, both of our birthdays, well, mine's the 9th, Bobby is the 8th, so we are combining our birthdays this year on the 10th, and it's either going to be 5 or 6, I haven't made up my mind on that one, but, you know, Bobby and I would, you know, if you could get people to call in, you know, since you know everyone.
I know. I mean, I don't know everyone, but I will do my own.
Bye, Bobby.
That's right.
I'm looking at my calendar. Wait, Bobby, I have on my calendar on the 8th of June, that is my One Life to Live anniversary.
Oh.
When I first hopped on a table and told Kathy Breyer's character on how do you want to do it.
Oh, my gosh.
I think I remember that.
We would love that, wouldn't we, Bobby?
And I just thought of a brand new thing, Paul. If you can possibly get back into working on it, maybe you can reunite with Roger on General Hospital now that he's back.
Right? I thought that he came back, although I'm confused as how Maxie doesn't recognize him. But that's, like, I'm sure it will be explained.
Yeah. I'm sure that would be a great reunion.
Thank you. I mean, I feel
So, Paul, before we let you go, what is your summer looking like?
Summer is looking a lot like what it did last year. It's going to be a lot of me figuring out what life is. I don't think there's travel. I think there might be more travel locally this year than there was last year. Like, I do have a trip down to San Diego. I have a trip to the mountains at the end of the summer. But smaller trips, nothing like major.
Well, yeah, I mean, once we are cleared, I'm gone. I'm down to Oregon, and I'm, you know, be happy for a couple of weeks. But you know what? Okay, so since Janani, do they have a swimming pool? Because if they have a swimming pool. See, I think every house in California should have a swimming pool.
They're working on it. So I don't know if it would be this summer, but definitely by next summer I see a swimming pool potentially.
I mean, yeah, because it's just so much fun for kids and adults, and especially when it gets hot, you know, like 100 degrees. So, yeah, but thank you so much for coming on, like always.
You're so
and
thank you for having
me. Keep me posted with what's going on with my misguided self-presuming. And please tell Zachy from us that, you know, we are missed because her name should have been in the category this year. Who knows? You know, should have been in the category because she was there a lot for the Mike storyline, too. So, you know. And I always, like I told Bobby, I mean, not Bobby, Zachy, well, you know what I mean.
I know.
They should put Bobby and Mike together. I told her years back and she agreed with me. Because,
oh, I like that.
Even if Sonny and Carly are married and then their parents got married, I always thought it would be a nice fit. You know, I mean,
I like that.
Yeah, because it's just, I mean, like, how she was always, when Carly and Sonny renewed their vows, you know, Bobby picked him up from the nursing home for them. And they said, well, we were singing in the car. And I'm telling you, you know, Zachy has a great voice. Show that. And if you talk to her and if you can find out for us if they are doing a new football this year, because we really need the new football back. So, and see, like, she is, well, you have her or Cynthia. So you have two people on the inside.
I have my assignments.
Okay, well, have a great night and don't do anything crazy. And you know what?
Good.
And I will send you the banner about our birthdays whenever my banner person does it.
Sure. Okay, perfect.
Okay, have a good night.
You too. Have a great night. Thank you so much for having me tonight.
All right. Have a good night.
Bye.
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 So, Bobby, you know, this is the latest show we've had
in a
long time.
Yeah,
you know,
I remember,
and like I said,
when I first started out, you did 10 o'clock, and you did one show at 12 midnight, my time.
Yeah, and like I apologized to you earlier, about I never really checked with you with the time. But I did apologize. Really did apologize over that one.
I just wanted to say that since you have watched today's Young Restless, I'm not going to give anything away, but I think better just have your tissues ready.
Okay. Did you see YNL yet?
No, not yet, but you just have to have your tissues ready.
Well, all I know when I see YNL, you know I'm going to be crying for the, you know, the next day.
Yeah.
You know that. And you guys, if you want to find a new Netflix thing to watch, it's called Country Comfort. It's a really good show. And I'm having problems with my HBO Max getting the Friends thing on. So, yeah. It's crazy. It's really, really, really crazy. Crazy, I say. So, yeah, we will have a great weekend, and everyone enjoy the view wherever you are.
And remember,
Trump is going down for everything he's ever done.
Yeah. When is our next
show? That would be cool. Okay, guys, we will see
when
you
is
back.
Our next show?
Next week, I'm working on a couple of people, and like I told you that if you have anyone, you know, you can talk to them and then give them my email, and that's the way we are going to do it.
Okay, I will.
So, yeah. Okay, Bobby, and everyone have a great weekend. Bye, guys.
All right, bye.
Bye.